My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. He represents his state's 11th congressional district. He has also formally endorsed Texas Senator Ted Cruz for the Republican presidential nomination. We want to get his thoughts on where the race stands now in the wake of a dominant performance on the Republican side by Donald Trump in New Hampshire on Tuesday, and also very dominant performance by Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be with you and discuss where our country is going as it relates to the presidential race.
Well, Ted Cruz, your candidate, obviously scored a major win last week with the victory in Iowa when Trump was expected to win. This time, however, Trump not only met poll expectations, he exceeded them, more than doubling the second-place candidate, John Kasich. Senator Cruz believes he's going to finish in third place in a very tight race there with Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. What's your sense on the dramatic victory for Trump on Tuesday?
Well, I think it underscores not only Trump's victory, but Bernie Sanders' victory, underscores the frustration that most Americans have with Washington, D.C. I think they know that it's our country's headed in the wrong direction, that Washington, D.C. is broke. And as we look at that, they're just desperate to find someone who's saying, you know, let's turn over the apple cart and start all over again. And so I think you saw that as voters came out in New Hampshire. For us, it's important that we return the government back to the people and to the will of the people and restore that confidence and trust. But it's going to be difficult for anybody who is running in the establishment lane to accomplish that. So I think, Trump had a great victory. I congratulate him on that. I think South Carolina will determine whether that momentum continues. I know that Senator Cruz has a great ground game there that has been in place for many, many months and is reaching out on a one-on-one basis all over the state.
You mentioned the fed up with Washington approach that worked very well for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders to some extent in New Hampshire on Tuesday night. But that's also a major part of the Ted Cruz message, is that he's been there for the past few years. He's fought the establishment, even in his own party, to a great degree. So if that's what folks are responding to, how does Cruz convince voters that he's the better approach than Trump to address those concerns?
Well, it's one thing to talk the talk. It's another to walk the walk, Greg. And I can tell you, having met with Senator Cruz, not only in some of these fights that are important to the people that I represent in North Carolina, but really to Americans from coast to coast, he's been in the fight. He's not only willing to say it on the campaign trail, but I've seen him actually do it here in Washington, D.C., and has come under tremendous ridicule. So I think it's telling that story that, whether it's out in front of a camera or behind the scenes in a private office, Ted Cruz is the same guy. He's somebody who's willing to fight to restore our constitutional principles, and with that, make sure that the voice of the American people is the number one priority here in Washington, D.C.
In the establishment lane, as the media likes to call it, there's a kind of a big pile up there now. Marco Rubio did better than expected in Iowa. He was kind of the hot candidate coming into New Hampshire, had the stumble in his exchange with Chris Christie on Saturday night, and then failed to meet expectations, apparently finishing fifth in New Hampshire. Jeb Bush is claiming that New Hampshire has revitalized his campaign. John Kasich, of course, finishing second, thinks he's now in the driver's seat in that lane. So what do you make of the fact that that's still a jumble, and is it good that it's still a jumble for Cruz or not a good thing?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily good for Senator Cruz that it's a jumble. Some would suggest that it is. I look at it very differently. The quicker that we can get down to two or three candidates and look at each one of them on their own merits, the easier it is to focus on the strengths and weaknesses of each potential presidential nominee. And so I don't see it as a good thing. I do believe that South Carolina will really be more of a focus on Bush than perhaps Kasich or Rubio. If I had to handicap it today with you, Greg, I would say, you know, it's a Bush-Rubio race, with a Kasich being a distant third in that establishment lane. But as we start to get down and this campaign moves beyond South Carolina into Super Tuesday and beyond, I think it's going to be a clear message. You know, who's willing to fight on behalf of the millions of Americans who think their voice is not heard? And Senator Cruz, in my opinion, is probably the best position to speak about not only campaign rhetoric, but the actual what he's done and how he's fought it on their behalf as a member of the Senate.
Last question on the Republican race. You represent a district that's very close to South Carolina. You obviously have the North Carolina primary that's still on the schedule to come. Will you be campaigning with or for Cruz over the next 10 days here?
I will. Actually, we're headed down after we have votes and deal with the budget here in just a day or so. I'll be headed down to the upstate of South Carolina, spending several days. Literally, I live 14 miles from South Carolina, so it's kind of like my backyard. So I'll be down there working and trying to share what I know. And that's the personal side of Ted Cruz, the committed side of Ted Cruz, and the one who's willing to stand up for the Constitution, all important to my people back in Western North Carolina, but certainly to the vast majority of Americans.
Let's talk very briefly about the Democratic race. Most people expected Sanders to win. The Clinton folks were hoping they could keep it within single digits. That clearly did not happen. More than a 20-point win for Bernie Sanders. And obviously, from our conversations, I can tell that you would definitely want neither of them to be president. But what do you make of the stunningly poor performance of Secretary Clinton?
Well, I think it underscores just the credibility aspect of Hillary Clinton. You know, whether it's Benghazi or an email scandal or what, those things in between, it's very difficult in this day and age of not only radio but social media, Twitter, to have one story and then have it continue to come back and haunt you and have to address it over and over and over again. And I think that that's what you're seeing. Certainly, there are those who are loyal to Secretary Clinton and will continue to support her in South Carolina. But I think the frustration is people want straight talk. They want somebody to be able to tell them like it is. And even if they don't agree on some of the issues, they're going to reward those who call it like it is. And so that's why we're seeing Bernie and Donald Trump and Ted Cruz perform so well. When you calculate all of their votes, It ought to give Washington, D.C. a real wake-up call in terms of the job that they're doing.
Let's briefly talk about Sanders. I think the conventional wisdom among Republicans is that you would prefer him to be the nominee because he'd probably be easier to beat given the fact that he's an admitted socialist. But some of the head-to-head candidate matchups between Sanders and the Republicans are very, very competitive, and he's the one who seems to have the more fired-up supporters and potentially can rally the more liberal side of the base here. What's your read on him and what kind of a matchup he would present?
Well, I think he's a likable guy. I mean, you can't help but like him. If you didn't know he was a socialist, you would think that he's your grandfather. So I don't know that having Bernie Sanders as the nominee actually gives anybody on the Republican side an advantage. I think quite the opposite. I think Hillary, if she is the nominee, and the baggage that she brings, that are things that honestly we've been dealing with politically for a long time, makes her a greater drag on that Democratic side of the aisle than anybody else. And so it's important to me that we turn out the vote for the one who's going to provide the most conservative solutions. The thought of having a socialist president, Ronald Reagan would turn over in his grave if he heard that. So I have a problem from a policy standpoint, but certainly I'm not rooting for Bernie over Hillary, just thinking that he would be easier.
Congressman, a lot more voting to go, and as we just mentioned, you'll be part of the campaign here in the next few days. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to have been with you. Thanks, Greg.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows represents his state's 11th congressional district. He's also an endorser of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.